What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing? Big Unc Triple X. Back at it one more time. How y'all doing, men and women and children of God? How are y'all doing? How is everybody doing on this day? Man, I know it's late, but I got to make sure I get this message in. I got to make sure I get this word in. Before I lay down, I had a long day, had a busy day. As you can see, things going well, things going quite well for me. So I want to make sure I let that know, let that be known. Things are going quite well for me. So thank God on today. Thank God for allowing me to be here on today. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for your awesome word. Thank you, Father God, for your time. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here to deliver this word before I lay down and rest tonight. I thank you, Father God, for my friends, my families. I thank you, Father God, for my enemies as well, my neighbors. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here every day praying to you and only you, Father God, to make things better for me. So thank you for that, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for my wife, our kids, our grandkids. On a daily basis, Father God, we thank you. We give praise. We give honor. We give it all because we know that you deserve all the credit right now in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I want to say thank you on tonight and thank you for allowing me to deliver your message, your word, the only way I know how. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. So listen, the thing that I want to say tonight, and I think is very powerful, but I need to say it tonight, is be careful who you get to speak over your life. Be careful. And the reason why I say that is because here's some things that we're not aware of that we do that we don't think we're doing. You know, when we're telling people what we're doing, when we're telling people where we work at, when we, you know, may think that what we're doing is not harmful, but it's bringing harm. Be careful now, because times and things done change. Be careful what you say, what type of information you give to people. Just be careful about that, because people can speak things over your life that you know nothing about and cause harm to you, and they don't even have to be around you. So be careful. I ain't telling you not to communicate with people. I'm just telling you know what to communicate and know how to communicate. You don't want to get yourself in a frenzy and get yourself in something that you can't get out of. So be mindful of things like that when you're talking to people, when you're letting people know. Because listen, and I say it all the time, even I had to learn. But, you know, the thing about it with me is that I have worked so hard in my life and the things that I do that God still positioned me in the places where I need to be. And the struggle is not as of a struggle as it would have been when I was younger, because I worked hard when I was younger that put me in the position that I am today. So I thank God for that, man, because see, I got God, I got family, I got a wife, I got support. So I don't let what people thought they may have done to me bring me down, because again, it only elevated me and put me in a better place. So I've learned a lot of things in this past time, and it's a lot of things that people will never know about me again, no more than them seeing me delivering God's word and spreading God's word the way I need to spread God's word. But know that your devices, whatever you have laid up for me or anybody, it don't work. It don't work. See, sometimes God move his people out of places just so he can bring wrath to places. So when you are moved out of a place, don't always look at it as a bad thing, because you may be moved out of that place so God can bring the wrath to that place the way it's supposed to be done. So God protects his children. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm, according to the word. So I was reading scripture today, and this is something here that I want to bring to your attention. I'm reading out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 31, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 5 right quick. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 5. And it says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for those shall die and not live." Now, understand that this man came with confidence because God has told him to set thine house in order, because he shall die and not live. But I'm finna read on and tell you more about this story right here. It says, "But then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord." See, sometimes you don't have to get on your knees and pray. Sometimes you don't have to go into that close encounter and pray. Sometimes you can pray standing up with your face towards the wall, according to the word. And it said, and he said, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. So God gonna remember the good you do. So that's why I say what you're doing is not in vain. God will remember the good that you do. Verse 4 says, "Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah," saying, this is so powerful. Then came, see, so that's why I say be careful how people speak over your life, because see, you have authority to block it, to stop it, to remove it, according to the word of God. So just the same way that prophet spoke unto him, according to God, remember, that's the same God you can go to also. And that title, that name don't mean nothing, according to the word. So verse 5 says, well, let me back up to verse 4. It says, "Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer." Long as your prayer is sincere, man, this is powerful. Long as your prayer is sincere, God will hear your prayer. He said that, "I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto the days 15 years. Wow. He said he will add unto the days 15 years. He heard his prayer. He's seen his tears. He's seen his work, and he's good for it, according to the word. So be careful what people speak over your life, because see, you can reverse that thing through prayer, according to the word. So don't let people speak over your life. Don't let people tell, I don't care who it is, the pastor, the minister, the prophet, the evangelist. It don't matter. I just read you scripture. And that was a prophet that spoke over his life. And Hezekiah went to the wall and prayed and asked God to remember thy works. He prayed humbly in tears and everything. And God said, tell Isaiah, I heard his prayer. I seen his tears. I remember his work. I'm going to add 15 years on to his life on this day. Man. Because he still had to carry out the work of the Lord. Still had to carry out the work of the Lord. So what I'm trying to tell you is, don't, what people think they have done to you, they ain't do nothing but progress you. And they added years on to your life. They made you better and sharpened you better than what the way you was already sharpened. Even though iron sharpened iron, they don't know that that iron done sharpen you. They don't know that. So God added 15 years on to Hezekiah's life. Ain't that something? And a prophet just came into his house and told him, get thy house in order, thus says the Lord, because you shall die and not live. Ain't that something? And Hezekiah went right back to the same God that prophet served and went to that wall and prayed in tears because that prophet was so strong. He prayed in tears and told God to remember everything that I have done. And he said, I have heard thy prayer on today. I've seen his tears. I've seen his work. And I know what he have done. And I have, and I'm going to add 15 years onto his life today. Thus says the Lord. So be careful who speak over your life. Don't let everybody speak over your life. But there's one thing you can do if you don't do nothing else, and that is pray that demon, that devil, that dragon, that serpent away. You can pray it away. You can pray him away. You can pray her away. But you can pray it away according to the word, according to scripture. Hey man, this Big Unc Triple X. I just want to drop in and tell you today that God loves you and I love you. Click on the video. Click on the video on the YouTube video. Click on the video and click the subscribe button. Subscribe to my channel on YouTube, Big Unc Triple X, at real time 6276. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. But be careful who speak over your life. You can read the word just like them. The word work for you just as well as it work for them. Then the word work for them just as well as it'll work for you. So don't let nobody tell you what you can and can't do. Trust in the Lord Almighty and get on your knees and start praying. It's a fight out here. It's a spiritual fight. It ain't the physical body that's doing it. It's the spiritual body that's doing it. It's a fight out here. And we going to fight and we going to pray and we going to do right to the end. What my shirt say? Faith over fear, baby. Faith over fear. That's what I live, stand, and that's what I'm going to be about the rest of my life. Faith over fear. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this awesome time. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this message. I pray to God that this message bless someone. I pray to God that this message move someone. I pray to God that somebody hear this message right now, Father God, and make a change in their life and stop letting people speak over their lives. You can change everything by word of prayer, word of mouth, as long as it's sincere and faithful and true to God. God will hear your prayers. God will see your tears. God will see your work, and God will add 15 years on to your life. We know that for sure, according to the word. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, Father God, on this day. Amen. Hey, listen, subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Big Unc Triple X at Real Time 6276. Subscribe. Next time. God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace.